In 2004, while campaigning as a presidential candidate, Kucinich responded to a question about chemtrails by flatly stating, "Chemtrails are real." Bob Fedrakis of Columbus Alive asked Kucinich why he would introduce a bill banning so-called chemtrails when the U.S. government routinely denies their existence and the U.S. Air Force routinely calls chemtrail sightings hoaxes. Kucinich replied, "The truth is, there's an entire program in the Department of Defense, Vision for 2020, that's developing these weapons. In an apparent effort to conceal classified weapons systems, the more exotic weapons, including chemtrails, were later stricken from the failed bill." Government, aided by a compliant corporate mass media, predisposed to blindly accept official pronouncements as gospel, continues to skirt the issue. No ambitious reporter wants to sidetrack their career by digging into the morass of official denials on chemtrails. Even many politicians appear to be in the dark, having been given the official runaround when it comes to chemtrails. After describing condensation vapor trails and attributing chemtrail sightings to ever-increasing air traffic, Air Force Colonel Walter M. Washabaugh testified in Congress that chemtrails are a hoax. He stated, "The Air Force's policy is to observe and forecast the weather to support military operations. The Air Force is not conducting any weather modification experiments or programs and has no plans to do so in the future." In short, there is no such thing as a chemtrail. The actual contrails are safe and are a natural phenomenon. They pose no health hazard of any kind. A Houston, Texas study found that, over the course of 63 days of observation, military aircraft laid down white plumes that lasted for 8 hours or more, while commercial airliners flying at the same altitude left contrails that lasted no longer than 25 seconds. Stranger still were observations of aircraft not filing flight plans, and hence not recorded by the FAA or shown in the flight software. It was discovered that the jets that were responsible for leaving highly persistent trails that last for hours did not ever appear on Flight Explorer, the report stated. So how are chemtrails harming us? In the late 1990s and early 2000s, people, and even some local TV stations, began to report strange, white, sticky substances being found on homes, yards, and vehicles. It was lace-like and hung from trees and shrubbery as if it had fallen from the sky. Chemical analysis found this substance contained aluminum oxide, barium, polymers, and even traces of pathogens. People in the vicinity of this substance reported ill effects such as asthma, fatigue, headaches, dizziness, joint pain, and flu-like symptoms. The chemtrail formula was apparently improved as the number of reports of webby material has declined in recent years.